Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Hey, everyone, and welcome in again to another edition of the IRS Problems Podcast. I'm Mike Evans with Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan, and that man right there is Todd Whalen from Advanced Tax Solutions, also DIYIRSHelp.com. And Todd is here to help you with all your IRS questions. Like, I know what the heck I'm talking about. I'm just the pretty face here in all of this. If you have any questions specifically you'd like to pose to Todd, you can go to denverfan.com/tax and send in those questions. And this is a free opportunity to get your questions answered in a way that hopefully can help you. And Todd, I'm curious, now that National Tax Day has gone by, how does your life change? You've got the Santa Claus type beard. Is this like after Santa has made all his deliveries on Christmas Eve? Does he get to chill for a while?
I just start immediately making toys. I get in there with the elves and start putting them together. No, things slow down a little bit. Right now, we're still playing catch up. You know what I mean? Like everything towards then, you're just like, oh my gosh. You're putting everything you can until after the deadline. Mm-hmm. And so now we're working on that. And of course, extensions. We have hundreds of tax extensions and we're madly trying to get those done. So yeah, we're still pretty darn busy, but in a good way. Not as there's busy, and then there's busy with a looming tax deadline. Mm-hmm. Different animal completely. Just definitely different. So we're very busy in a good way, trying to get caught up. And I'm looking forward to July. That's when I usually hike and I'm hard to reach.
Are we doing the Appalachian Trail again? Are you going to take that on? All 2,000 plus miles of that?
No, I've committed. I'm going to hike all around Crested Butte this year. I love Crested Butte. For any of you guys who haven't been there, oh my gosh, in the summer, it's amazing wildflowers. You got the big peaks. It's my favorite place in the world. And I've been to a lot of beautiful places. And so I'll be doing a lot of that. And then and getting some sleep.
Yeah.
That's on the docket.
Sleep. Good for you. Good for you. Well, specifically for folks who have filed extensions, some do's and don'ts, some helpful hints that you can pass along as people who are in that category?
Sure. Let me talk about two things on that for those who have filed extensions and those who haven't. If you file an extension, it's an extension to file, and that avoids the 5% per month penalty. Think about that. 5% per month is the penalty if you haven't filed. But it's not an extension to pay your taxes. So you're supposed to pay your taxes with the extension. And if you don't, it's a 0.5% per month. So you're still, if you have a refund, you can take your time. But if you owe money, you should file and get it done as quickly as possible because you're paying basically a 0.5% per month plus interest. So there's a penalty plus interest. So it's good to file an extension because it saves you 5% per month. So for 5 months, so that penalty maxes out at 25%, but that's a kind of a brutal penalty. Mm-hmm. And then there's interest on top of the penalty on top of the tax. So and the interest compounds daily, the penalty compounds monthly. So if you file an extension, you've avoided the big penalty, but if you're going to owe, definitely get your tax return filed as soon as possible to avoid that. And then whatever happens, get your tax return done before the deadline, because if you file an extension and you miss the extension deadline, it goes right back to the 5% per month penalty.
What kind of advice can you give people who got that tax bill back and they owe a significant amount of money and it's just, I can't just scratch a check for that whole amount? What are some of the tips that you would recommend so that people can pay what they need to pay, but maybe spread that pain out a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. there, you know, when it's somebody who's just owes 1 year, it's pretty simple, like this year, because you don't have to worry about the statute of limitations, anything like that. You literally can call the IRS, take the balance that you owe. They've probably sent you a bill by now, and take the balance that you owe, divide it by 72. And then, so let's say you owed $7,200 divided by 72, $100 a month, offer them that. Just offer a payment plan in that amount, and they'll do it. And you can do it on the phone, maybe, if you can get through.
Yeah.
There was a recent article by the Taxpayers Advocates Office that says only 11 people out of 100 can get through to the IRS when they're trying. That's brutal. Call the IRS for it gets brutal in so many ways. Some people are getting levied and they want help and they can't get through the IRS. You have a 1 in 10 chance basically of getting somebody to help you. But the other way, which is a little bit of a pain the first time, you have to set up an account at irs.gov. You can go there and they're going to do the verification. Really stinks because of all the identity thefts, but they're going to, you know, have to go through, like, identify one of these loans as yours, you know, all the identification things. But once you get through that, you can set up an account and you can set up a payment plan online. And that's a much better deal because there's a fee. You have to pay a fee for setting up a payment plan, and the fee is a lot less. It's like half if you do it online. And so if you can do it online, you don't have to talk to the IRS. You can get through, and there's a less of a fee to set it up. So now that's if it's just 1 year. If you owe multiple years, I would highly recommend that one of two things. One, get a professional. You can hire the Advanced Tax Solutions. We do this all the time. If it's a large amount due and you have a lot going on, definitely call Advanced Tax Solutions because you probably do need professional help. But if it's a smaller amount but they're older taxes, there's multiple years, you really might want to look at that DIYIRSHelp.com, and you can buy the payment plan module, which basically is information. And it, you know, for less than $100, you can find out a lot less. You can find out, you know, what'll keep a payment plan from going through. You can know the rules before you call, so you don't call. And when you call, they're going to ask you right away, where do you work and where do you bank?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're setting themselves up to levy you. So you want to make sure that you get a payment plan. I would highly advise you to either get the DIY IRS help or contact a professional if you have multiple years and they're a little bit older. But if it's just 1 year, straightforward, just call them up, get it set up, or get online, set up an account and set it up that way.
And again, if as you say, and you've said this on multiple of our chats, it is so hard to get in touch with the IRS, get somebody on the phone. So being able to do it, irs.gov, set it up that way, or go through DIYIRSHelp.com and you can help walk people through that whole process, which I would think is the way to go. How about, Todd, for people who are like, man, you know, I owe this much this year. It kind of surprised me. I don't see my work situation or expenditures or anything like that really changing over the course of this year. What can I do differently so that when next year rolls around, I don't get hit hard the same way?
That's a great question. And that's multifaceted, because if you owe more than you can pay, you may want to look into what's called either uncollectible status, which means it's like a payment plan of zero, or do an offer and compromise. But let's say that you're like, no, I'm going to suck it up and pay them. I just need a payment plan. Here's what's really critical, is you have to pay the current year's taxes. That's more important than paying the back taxes. Because if you set up a payment plan and then don't pay your taxes, it defaults your payment plan. And every time that happens, it's harder to set up a new one. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, so my advice would be, first, figure out your estimated taxes for this year. Make sure that you're paying them. And then if then set up a payment plan, because, you know, it's kind of a never ending circle if you don't pay your estimated taxes. And again, if you don't have the ability to pay them at all, call them and try to get what's called uncollectible status, or and then even consider an offer and compromise. So yeah, that's
and Todd's freezing up a little bit on us here. We'll wait for him to break up a little bit. Yeah, you just kind of froze there a second, Todd. I mean, maybe just kind of repeat that last 10 seconds of what you had to say. Okay. There.
Open it up. Yeah, I would say if you absolutely cannot pay the IRS, your options are an offer and compromise or uncollectible status, really. And if it's a large balance due, you probably ought to get professional help. And or you have to call them and prove that you can't pay them. That means you're going to have to, they're going to walk you through, and you can't do this online. You're going to have to call them and they're going to walk you through your finances. They're going to ask you, it works like this, you know, how much do you make? What do you spend your money on? We have caps on what we allow. And if you fit into their program, they'll put you in uncollectible status, which is saying you still owe the money, but they're not going to bother you for a while. But if they show any ability to pay, then anything that's left over, they're going to take.
You bring up something if you are fortunate, I don't know if that's the right word. If you're lucky enough to get through to the IRS, yay, I got through to the IRS. Awesome. But if you do get through, what is it? Is it one of those things when they're asking you questions, the less you say, the better? Like, as you say, they're going to try to lay some traps for you. So what should you be willing to share? What should you be willing to say? Should every answer be yes or no, or what?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, I definitely coach people. Like, sometimes we have to go before the IRS, and I definitely coach them. And you have to answer their questions honestly. You know, you can't fudge. And things like, where do you work and where do you bank? It's hard to get around that. You just have to tell them. Here's how people get around it, if it's a real concern, is to hire us and we call. And if I'm calling the IRS on behalf of a client, I'm going to intentionally not know where they work and where they bank. I'm not going to ask them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get that information, so that when they call me, I can say, I don't know. But it's hard for you. You know, right. It's hard for you. I don't know where I work.
I don't know. My wife does it all. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I haven't had coffee yet. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway, you have to answer the questions, but don't elaborate on anything. Answer the questions directly, honestly, but let me say this. When you call them and you think you can tell them something that will help, they're not taking notes on that you're a nice guy. They're not taking notes on why they should do anything good for you. They're only taking notes on if you're a jerk. They're going to put that in the computer. And so don't be a jerk. Because it's easy to get angry with them. I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I get angry, but I never say it. I keep it in, because they're not always friendly and they have the power. So even if they're unreasonable and you absolutely hate them, you got to keep it to yourself, because if you express that, you'll just make them love their job more as they destroy you financially. So, you know, always kindness. And if you get a guy that's totally unreasonable, you just got to get off the phone with them and try again. But, you know, so first of all, always try to be as kind as you can, be short, answer their questions, but no more. And most importantly, have a solution in mind beforehand. What I always teach clients, or in the DIY, like, here's what the IRS requires in a payment plan. Here's what they require beforehand. Here's what they require as a payment. Like, I can tell you in advance most of the time the payment that the IRS will accept. And I go through that in the DIY series too. That's why it's so important. So you can know before you call what they can and cannot do so that you propose the right solution and you don't get bullied into the wrong one. And so we always have a plan. Like I'm taking notes and then I always have a calculator too, because if they surprise me with a number, I can calculate the minimum payment, you know, and then, well, this is what we really were hoping to get, you know? So have a plan, be kind as you can. I know there, some of them are so nice. They really are. I don't want to put them all in a bad category. They're all really nice. But there's a certain percentage of them that work for the IRS because they like the power. Mm-hmm. And it's just a different animal. If you get one of them, they're just not nice. And it's really easy to be angry with them, but you can't express that.
So folks, if you have questions specifically for Todd here with the IRS Problems Podcast, please take advantage of the free advice you can get. You can go to denverfan.com/tax, send in those questions. We'll try to get them answered. Also, as Todd has referenced a couple times here, the DIYIRSHelp.com. It's a much cheaper, efficient way to kind of do it yourself, DIY, but with the advice and the expertise that Todd can share. So Todd, we're already at the end of another one. It's been fun. Yeah. Time flies. So you make it very interesting to talk about taxes. I was talking to Tommy who is the IT whiz behind all this. And we both agreed, you know, we found that we've really learned a lot in doing these. So we really appreciate the advice we've learned from you and everything that you give to everyone else. So that'll do it for Todd Whalen. I'm Mike Evans. We'll see you again on the next podcast of the IRS Problems Podcast right here. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.